So it apparently happened at the yeshiva, at the Jewish Academy, that they decided they needed some more range and diversity in their curriculum. So they, on the advice of one of the rabbis, added a crew team. They had a river, and they began to race against other schools because they had 9 strapping young yeshiva students who looked capable of competing. But again and again and again, they lost, and they couldn't figure out why. So they invited a coach from one of the major crew teams to come and observe the students and explain what was going wrong. And after the first minute into their race, he said, "I know what your problem is." The rabbi said, "What?" He said, "Well, you're supposed to have 8 people row and 1 person scream." This is what Jews do. We all scream at once. Because, of course, we all know what's best. A couple of months ago, we invited Jack Miles, who is was a Jesuit and now is a literary critic who's written a lot on the Bible and spent years studying in Israel. And he was talking about his research into the Bible, both as a literary critic and formerly as a priest. And he said, as an aside, he said, "But let me tell you, having spent years in Israel, I will tell you what the national motto of Israel is. Ani agid lecha." Which means, "Let me tell you." Because that's what we do. And we come by it honestly. Because if you read this morning's parsha, what's it called? Shoftim, judges. The idea that you shouldn't judge, which is a very popular idea in America, that it's wrong to judge other people and it's wrong to judge other ideas, you don't find that so much in the Torah. You don't find God saying a lot, "Listen, whatever you do, don't judge people." In fact, this morning, I don't know if you noticed, it said, when you go into the land, don't do the kinds of things that they do. And you know what's first on the list? Don't throw your children into the fire. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Can you imagine the customs of the tribes of the time of the Torah that you have to tell people, "Don't throw your children into the fire"? Can you imagine how far in advance of the civilizations around it the Torah was that you had to actually instruct people not to do that? Remarkable how savage some of the enemies of Israel were and are. But the Bible doesn't say, "Listen, when you see the customs of those people, don't judge them." So we don't throw our kids into the fire, and they do. We just have different ways of expressing what it is you do with your children. The Bible's way is, "V'shinantam levanecha," you should teach your children. And the Canaanites' way is, you should toast them. But of course, there's something deeper hidden in this today, which is that what it means to have a Jewish education is not to learn how to be judgmental, but to learn how to judge. And to learn how to judge means to learn where you should make judgments, where you shouldn't, where you should be humble about what you know, where you should feel like you know something well. In other words, the discernment that you need every day of your life. I don't care how often you say you don't judge, you judge. You have to. You can't live without making judgments. Every time you walk into a supermarket, you make judgments. "I like that product, but not that one." Every time you make a friend, you make judgments. "This is the kind of person I want to be a friend with, and that one isn't." Every time you vote, every time you choose a job, Every time you approve of something someone says, our lives are filled with judgments. And when you educate a child, you don't educate them not to judge. You educate them to judge well and with the full knowledge that our judgments are fallible, that we make mistakes. You certainly couldn't call Moses unjudgmental. And yet it says he was the most humble man who ever lived. Why? Presumably because he knew, even though he saw God panim al panim, face to face, he could be wrong and was wrong more than once. So if Moses' judgments could be wrong, we could be too, and yet that doesn't relieve us from the responsibility of judging. The difference between sending your child to a Jewish school or a Jewish summer camp and sending them to a secular school and a secular summer camp is that we will teach them to judge, and that is an essential skill to lead a successful life. When you look at the Torah portion today, it's not only shoftim v'shotrim, it's not only judges and guards, there are prophets and rabbis and kings, all the panoply of possible leaders. Sages, teachers, that's what we spin off from this parsha. Because it is essential that we teach our children how to make judgments in this world. They need to know how to judge a good character from a bad character, how to judge an empty promise from a real one, how to explore their own souls and to judge themselves, which is what the Hebrew word for prayer means, lihit palel, is to take stock of yourself. It's reflexive. It's about you. That's what it means to be Jewish. It is to learn how to judge well what you do, what others do, the limits of your knowledge, the possibilities of your certainty, right from wrong. I spent a lot of summers being a counselor and a camper in Jewish summer camps, and every year we would have discussions at the beginning of the year about gossip and what it does to a bunk, to a community, to an edah, to a division, to counselors. I don't know how much it changed the way people gossiped or didn't gossip. I like to think it made us a little bit more reflective, but one thing I do know is that the fact that we started the summer with a discussion about gossip made it a Jewish summer camp. So the first thing you said to these kids were, you have to watch what you say because it matters. And some things are all right to say and some things are not all right. And that's not how we live as campers. That's how we live as Jews. We're in a season. I know, it seems like the election is tomorrow. Actually, the Iowa caucus is still almost 6 months away. But we are in a season in which we are constantly going to be called upon to judge. And those of us who take the Torah seriously, who study it and teach it, realize that this is in our DNA. This is what we do. That we take this really seriously. That's what it means to live. We're in the month of Elul. This is the time in which we are judged and in which we judge ourselves. And that's not bad and it's not negative. It's the only way you get better. Without knowing what it is that you do wrong, you'll never do right. Where you fall short, you'll never be better. So partly, I want to encourage you to think of judgment, as bad as the word sometimes sounds in English, as actually a precious and beautiful word. And I want to encourage you to teach your children to do the same. To let them know that they are the inheritors of a tradition that will help them navigate the world successfully. And by successfully, I don't mean will help them make money or will help them get nice homes or big cars. Because everybody here knows people who have those things and are not successful people. I mean that will help them have clean consciences and good friends, that will help them feel secure in the world and have hope, that will help them be close to the people who love them and help love them back, that will help them judge what is good and worthy and precious and lasting and what is empty and meretricious and glittery and unworthy. In other words, this is the time in which Jews take stock of themselves and of each other. And if we do it right, we won't be perfect next year. We know that. The tradition knows that. The reason Yom Kippur comes around every year is because no one ever gets it right. But we get it better. We judge a little better. Maybe we make a few fewer mistakes. Maybe our souls are a little deeper, a little brighter than they were last year. So that when we stand before the judge, we'll be judged well. Shabbat Shalom.